The Ebro, the river that gives life. The Ebro and its role as a source of life is the unifying thread and history of its inhabitants, as we have seen, but it is also a great river. Along its course, the riverbank forest is exuberant and luxurious. This biological community contrasts with the dry and parched terraces of the bordering lands. The riverbank forest of the Terras del Ebro is made up of willows, which grow on the lower parts, dense poplar woods with poplar, willow, and alder trees and holm oaks, and tamarisks, which seek saltier spots. In the calm waters, reed beds and copious alga species grow, as well as other submerged and floating plants. All of this vegetation is home to water animals, including water turtles, otters, western marsh harriers, cormorants, and dorals, which you can see in this room. Although the riverbank forests have been damaged by farming, there are still well-conserved woods in less accessible areas. Rivers are not just geographical formations or channels through which water and sediments are transported, but instead shape a set of ecosystems and habitats replete with life. The communities that live on rivers are organized depending on the depth, flow, and characteristics of the waters. The Ebro is a complex natural system where many processes are interrelated. The flora and fauna that live on the river grow depending on the bed, current, and features of the water. The Ebro is still one of the largest European rivers that is least damaged, despite the dams and industrial dumping and waste spills. This has let the Ebro conserve extremely unique species even today, despite the loss of some like the sturgeon, including the shad, lamprey eel, the freshwater pearl mussel, and harvest fish. In the final section, the diversity of fish in the Ebro is high, and we need to add migratory and sea fish to these freshwater ones, which enter at the ravines. In the modern and contemporary eras, the Ebro Valley contains the greatest population density of the Terras del Ebro, including the largest cities, Tortosa, Amposta, Daltebra, Mora de Ebro, and Flix. Villages traditionally settled very close to the river, on the second terrace, on the banks, or at a bend in the river. At areas where the valley widens, populations even faced each other, one on each bank. The Ebro has made it easier for these populations to become established and grow. The urban framework was lined up in parallel to the river, and the main town square and market were located close to where boats passed and the docks, creating civil and trade hubs. Many wars have had the Ebro as their main stage: the French Peninsula War, the First Carlist War, and the Spanish Civil War have all had fronts and battles here. Over the course of 225 years, these clashes have repeatedly shaken up riverbank populations, have sown the countryside with corpses, and destroyed the hopes of entire generations. However, villages are made of exchanges, communications, and life. As a show of this civility and bustle, the boats and bridges, or festivals and entertainment, become unique elements that are inseparable from the Ebro landscape and the human industry of the peoples.